From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Rosh McChesney with this local and statewide news update. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reported another 348 new coronavirus infections today. No new deaths. It's the third highest daily count in Alaska since the pandemic began. The state's first and second highest case counts came over the weekend. State health officials are warning that the virus is in an acceleration phase with widespread community transmission throughout much of Alaska. 50 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 are currently in the hospital in Alaska, according to state health officials. The city and borough of Juneau reported 34 new cases of COVID-19 among residents on Monday. That includes cases that came in over the weekend. Four of the new cases are linked to the outbreak among Juneau's unsheltered population, which includes 77 people so far. A new community radio station is being developed in the southeast Alaska village of Klukwan. A local pastor recently acquired a short-range radio transmitter for the community of fewer than 100 people. Klukwan residents can pick up the signal by tuning in to 107.7 FM. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
Jamie Campbell says community radio is a new endeavor for her. She was inspired by another pastor who purchased a transmitter to host drive-in movies in Petersburg last spring. Residents pulled up to the parking lot of the church in Petersburg and watched films projected on a screen from their cars while listening to the sound of the movie through their radios.
I realized how simple and easy it could be to have a radio broadcast just anything, you know, and so I thought, wow, that's a great idea. It just opens up so many ways to connect people, even at a distance.
So Campbell decided to purchase her own short-range radio transmitter. As pastor of the Klukwan Assembly of God, she already had access to microphones, cables, and other audio equipment. The church is centrally located, so she says the entire community lies within the mile-wide broadcast range.
If you're in your car, you can just pick up the radio station as you drive into town, and then the last houses on the other side can pick it up.
Campbell says she and her husband have already broadcasted a few church services, and they are hoping the community will use the radio for various purposes. Campbell has been working with Klukwan's COVID-19 task force and offered up the radio transmitter as an emergency communication resource. She's also hoping residents will use it to share their music and stories with one another.
Spoken word, story, song, all of those things have tangible value here. And so I'm hoping that this can be a way for the community to extend who they already are.
The Chilkat Indian Village purchased 55 solar-powered portable radios for the community. Those will be distributed to households in the next few days. In the meantime, Campbell is looking for people who are interested in hosting shows and making content. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
And healthcare and personal wealth came up again and again when the two parties' candidates for U.S. Senate debated each other Friday. Challenger Al Gross, the Democratic Party's nominee, supports adding a public option to the healthcare insurance market to lower costs. Republican incumbent Dan Sullivan says voters shouldn't believe Gross on healthcare policy because he made a fortune as an orthopedic surgeon.
Think about my opponent's Senate campaign proposition to all of Alaska. I fleeced you. I know how this rigged system works. I was part of it. Now elect me and I will fix it. Al, you're like the arsonist running for fire chief. You're like putting Bernie Madoff in charge of financial reform. You have no credibility.
Gross says he charged no more than the going rate for Alaska. He made an issue of Sullivan's family wealth, which stems from a multinational company his grandfather founded in Ohio. The company called RPM includes Rust-Oleum and other brands. Sullivan owns stock worth up to $5 million in the company. By contrast, Gross says he made his own money.
I started two businesses when I was 14. I bought Microsoft when I was in my early 20s. I'm proud of who I am. I've worked really hard. And unlike you, I didn't go to Billionaire Boy Rich summer camp. And I don't have a billionaire family doing direct business with the communist Chinese government.
Gross said Sullivan's many votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act show Sullivan would take away coverage for pre-existing conditions. Sullivan says he wants to keep popular aspects of President Obama's signature health care plan, including protection for those with pre-existing conditions. Friday's debate was sponsored by Alaska Public Media and Alaska's news source. Senator Lisa Murkowski announced this weekend that she will vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Many see that as a reversal, since Murkowski said in September that she did not favor confirming a new justice before the presidential election. But Murkowski says she's still following the precedent set in 2016 when she and her fellow Republicans refused to take up President Obama's nominee in an election year. Murkowski said in a speech on the Senate floor Saturday that she's remained consistent by voting no on procedural motions to bring the confirmation up for a vote.
But frankly, I've lost that procedural fight.
Murkowski voted with Senate Democrats Friday and yesterday against measures to advance the nomination to a confirmation vote. Republicans had the majority they needed without her. Murkowski says that leaves her with a different choice.
At the end of the process is the substantive question of whether Judge Barrett should be categorically rejected as an associate justice in order to underscore my procedural objection.
Murkowski says she's voting to confirm based on Barrett's qualifications.
I have no doubt about her intellect. I have no doubt about Judge Barrett's judicial temperament. I have no doubt about her capability to do the job and to do it well.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine reached the opposite conclusion. Collins and Murkowski are the two Republicans least likely to vote with their party on health care, abortion, and Supreme Court confirmations. But Collins said that to be, quote, fair and consistent, end quote, she would vote against Barrett. She said her decision wasn't based on Barrett's qualifications, but on her objection to confirming a justice before the presidential election. A former teacher at a school in the village of New Ixit is suing the North Slope Borough School District, claiming the district did not properly address racist actions by students. In a lawsuit filed last week, attorneys for Candace Gardner, a Black woman, say that students in New Ixit made racist threats to her in a classroom setting in 2017. They also cite incidents of racist graffiti, using the N-word within the school building. According to the lawsuit, Gardner was the only Black resident of New Ixit at the time, and racist actions like these had not occurred before. When Gardner brought complaints to the school principal, her attorneys say students were not appropriately disciplined and the harmful actions continued. In a separate incident, while Gardner was on bereavement leave, lawyers say a student fashioned a noose out of a rope and said that, quote, this is for Ms. Gardner. According to the lawsuit, a police investigation found that the student's parents were not contacted about the incident. Gardner says she feared for her safety and alleges that the district did nothing to reprimand the student. When she requested a transfer to a different village school, lawyers say the district delayed the request indefinitely. Lawyers also wrote that when Gardner made hate crime complaints to the district, officials refused to either release her from her contract or allow her to transfer schools unless she stopped her allegations of racism. After filing an inquiry with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Gardner was issued a notice of a right to sue earlier this month. Gardner is suing under the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which protects against discrimination on the basis of race. North Slope Borough School Superintendent Pauline Harvey says it is district policy not to comment on pending litigation. And eight little Kodiak pickies went wee, wee, wee all the way home back to their farm in Bell's Flat, but not without generating some excitement on the Friends of Kodiak Facebook page. Footage of eight black and brown piglets running on Salmonberry Drive, who at first glance looked like a team of unharnessed sled dogs, had people asking, who do these little piggies belong to? And from whence did they make their great escape? The footage gave rise to all kinds of speculation. Were they in a race? Were they being hunted? Or were they just having the time of their life? Well, Brittany Keblinger quickly put an end to the guessing game when she posted, pig situation is under control. Thank you, everyone. Keplinger says she got several calls at the Rendezvous restaurant where she works that her pigs were on the run. And by that time, her husband, Jacob, was close to bringing their adventure to an end.
They've never traveled that far, so they were a little out of sorts when they saw a car for the first time and probably a dog or two.
The piglets are just 12 months old. Kodiak born and bred, the offspring of a sow and boar that the Keplingers mated locally. As it turns out, her husband Jacob didn't have much trouble luring them home because he knows what it takes to get a pig's attention.
He gives them marshmallows every morning so that they come up close to him. So they followed him pretty closely, and then him and a friend were able to corral them into a pen.
The old marshmallow trick works every time. So how is it that this porcine pack made their first escape Normally, they're penned in by an electric fence, but they learned that if they dig and pile up enough dirt against it, they can knock it out of commission. Young though these piggies may be, friends and neighbors have already made deposits on buying them when they're fully grown. That's it from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Rasha McChesney.